to the Divided Kingdom, the evening news program. This is Lou Cavalli, my co-host, Elizabeth Cupid Cavalli, and I are gazing spellbound as investigators and volunteer lawyers for Trump, God bless him, are finding huge election lawlessness. Tonight's opening headline, more massive vote fraud laid out by White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany in the form of sworn affidavits Trump campaign has obtained. Naturalnews.com, Saturday, November 14th, 2020. J.D. Hayes. As of Friday, Arizona was called for Democrat Joe Biden, while North Carolina voted to re-elect President Donald Trump. But that doesn't matter, because the media have already proclaimed Biden president-elect. So no matter what happens now in the remaining states, Trump is simply going to lose, right? Not so fast. We're about to find out whether we still have some semblance of the rule of law in America, or if we become the world's best-armed banana republic. A day earlier, White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany, who was a lawyer, by the way, took to Twitter to lay out the president's case that this election was stolen from him, and in a big way. The campaign, as of this writing, has 234 pages of sworn affidavits from people who say they witnessed massive fraud in Wayne County, Michigan, which is home to the Democrat-owned Detroit political machine. In a series of tweets, McEnany asserted that eyewitnesses and voters saw a batch of ballots, 60% of which had the same signature. Watched a batch of ballots get scanned five times. Saw 50 ballots that were fed several times into a vote tally scanner. Said January 1st, 1900. Was recorded a number of times in a poll book as a date for birth, date of birth, for many people who were not in the books, so their votes could be counted. Saw 35 ballots that were counted, though they were not connected to any voting records. Saw ballots that were counted but did not have the required signatures or postmarks. Watched as poll workers made marks on ballots that did not have marks for candidates. Said a dead son was recorded as having voted twice. Saw provisional ballots, those that were not supposed to be counted yet until verified that they were legal, put in a tabulation box. Saw passengers drop off more ballots to polling stations than there were people in their vehicles. Saw ballots that were received after the election day deadline being postdated and counted. Witness failed voter tabulation software in Antrim County, Michigan, being utilized in Wayne County. GOP poll watchers were ejected from ballot counting rooms and not readmitted, though Democratic poll watchers were. GOP poll watchers were physically pushed away from counting tables by election officials. Republican challengers were forced to remain away from county areas, but not Democrats. Election officials covering windows, so challengers were unable to observe counting. The election officials cheered when a Republican challenger was ejected from a tabulation room. Challengers were unable to observe ballot duplication processes. Learn all about how Joe Biden and Democrats are planning to destroy America as founded at joebiden.news. And now, you listeners know that I'm a mathematician.
And Lou,
yes.
This is Elizabeth Cupid Cavalli, your colleague,
yes.
And I think that you are going to tell us something, and then I'm going to give an opening monologue, and I think you have something interesting mathematically, don't you?
I do, something that comes quite close to home. Now, here, one of my peers, one of my fellow mathematicians, asked the big question, what are the impossible odds of 139,339 ballots all going to Biden?
Woo!
This is by Don McDougall at amoland.com. And he says, so let me start. My BA is in applied mathematics out of UCLA. Besides writing occasional gun articles, I use these skills every day for green energy consulting. When I saw reports that a block of 2020 presidential absentee ballots turned up all 100% for Biden, a so-called error that was later corrected when called out by conservative reporters, I asked the question, is that likely or even mathematically possible? The answer is simply no, it's not. So here's why and how you calculate the estimates. Now, Lou will interject here. What he does is he compares this voting to flipping a coin. After all, when you flip a coin, there are two outcomes. It's called a binary outcome. It's either a head or a tail. When you vote, except for a very tiny, tiny infinitesimal minority, the voting in this past election was one of two people, Trump or Biden, hence also a binary situation. So he says, suppose you flip a coin. You've got one chance out of two of getting a head, one chance out of two of getting a tail. Flip two coins. If you consider the outcomes, and it's easier if you think of it as maybe a nickel and a dime or two that can be distinguished, you could have both of them heads. You'd have the first one head, the other one tail, and so on, and there are four outcomes. Every time you add another coin, just like adding another vote, the outcomes double. So by the time you get to eight, that is to three coins, or one coin three times, either way you want to think of it, there are eight possible outcomes, and he lists them in this this essay. It could be heads, 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 tails, and so on down the line, all the way down to all three tails. So getting back to the article, he says, only one of the eight possible options is all heads. Try it for yourself. And, of course, what he's leading up to is, what is the situation with all votes for Biden, just like all three heads? Now, assuming, and this is reading
from the
article.
It's a three-headed monster.
It certainly is. Assuming 139,339, quote-unquote, found ballots, what are the odds that they are all for Biden, one of the worst candidates for president in our history? And he goes on to say, first of all, we have to weigh the chances of a Biden ballot. All early ballots mailed a week ago from a Democratic stronghold. So let's be generous and say 90% of those ballots are for Biden. And he works out the mathematics, and I won't bore you with all the intricate details, but if the numbers were small, you could do this on a scientific or graphing calculator. We teach our students in probability classes and statistics classes to do this very thing. And some modern-day calculators will do it with very little effort. You don't have to actually plug it into a formula. It will do it for you. To make a long story short, if you use just 1,000 ballots, the probability that all of them would be the same, all for Biden, for example, is a humongously long number, with starting out with a decimal point, and I didn't count them up, but it looks to me like 30 zeros. Now, that is such a small number, it probably would practically overload the calculator. But remember, we're not just having 1,000 ballots, we're having 139,339. And getting back to the article, it says, now consider this, we see lots of 10,000s, ballots, bunches up, turn up, all for Biden in every democratically controlled state. The odds of even just 1,000 ballots all for one candidate are so close to zero as statistically impossible. And the odds of 10,000 ballots, let alone 139,339, are even worse. And it becomes progressively more and more complicated. This is Lou again inserting it. So to make a long story short, he ends with a neat quote. And the quote says, and this is from a novel by George Creel, and I don't believe I've heard of it before, called Uncle Henry, published in 1922. And the quote says, there's more to an election than mere voting, my boy. For as an eminent American once said, I care not who casts the votes of a nation if they'll let me make the count. So, in other words,
corruption.
It's crooked. Yeah, crooked. And now, Elizabeth Cupper-Cavley has our opening monologue, an article you can see posted at our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com.
And before I give the monologue, I want to tell all of our listeners that we are praying that you will have a blessed Thanksgiving and that you do remain careful. Just use common sense. Of course, it's good not to be near people who have come from a long distance, who've been traveling around into other circles. It's even the governor of Maryland, Hogan, said he and his wife, Yumi, will not be in person with their grandchildren. They will be doing it by Zoom, I guess. And there is a difference between being fanatical and trying to do the great reset and bring us into global government and just some common sense. We're tired of hearing this anti-mask thing now, that we can also get respiratory infections from it. Well, you know, you have to use your common sense. And we like to hear Dr. Birx continue to tell people to use the masks. Now, if Lou and I were working out in a job 8 hours a day or 7 hours a day, I think it would be prudent that we change the masks very often, don't you, Lou?
Oh, yes.
Or wash
them. That would be common sense.
I mean, they're just good hygiene. So it just makes us realize that things are still not terribly good. We looked at the numbers here in Maryland, and it was something like 2,000 something. Wasn't it like 2,061 today?
I believe so.
I think that was new cases yesterday. And of course, we're doing this a day before you hear us on November 19th. And so we really do urge you to pray about our country, and we'll have a lot more to say about it. And we do wish to give thanks to WWCR, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, and KSTARTalkRadio.com, and Global Star Communications, Todd and Don Waite, who have been faithfully producing us since 2011 in July. So we give thanks for all these wonderful people and all of you radio listeners. And we will say it right here now that we are pretty good through Christmas to stay on the air, but we will need help for January. So by late December, we really do need we need $500 for WWCR, and we need another $200 to stay on the radio. So any of you who are planning, if you have a little extra money and the Lord leads you to help us, you can send cash, you can send a money order. Checks must be written only to WWCR. Any amount is helpful to us, and you can send them to Lou Caverly, C-A-V as in Victor, E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, and the zip is 21609, and here is my monologue, written November 14th. Yes, William Federer, chronicler of miracles in America, God can still do one for December 14th, 2020. Two voices demand to be heard as the final verdict on election 2020. One is the spirit of a bullying braggart, confident his evil power has caused the spirit of God's truth and righteousness in America to be crushed forever. Mr. and Mrs. America spokespeople, humble Lou Caverly and I, marvel at the lying words and deception of our world power celebrity doppelganger couple, the Obamas. Barack heralded his soon-to-be-out book, A Promised Land. I'm not yet ready to abandon the possibility of America. Emphasis added, you see, to that word, possibility. It's as if America hasn't happened yet. He hasn't put all the Saul Alinsky things into motion yet. We haven't had the takedown. I'm adding these words to my essay right now. And the latest disgusting issue of Time magazine, I guess there's one more disgusting one after that, but picturing the flag shredded on the cover. That's the end of Time magazine subscription coming to this home. Back to the essay in the monologue. On Saturday, November 7th on Twitter, Michelle Obama crowed, I'm beyond thrilled that my friend Joe Biden and our first black and Indian American woman, Vice President Kamala Harris, are headed to restore some dignity, confidence, and heart at the White House. Editor's note, notice the new trend of capitalizing black, that real African-American Jason Whitlock of Outkick.com says is simply another elitist tool, perhaps less overtly murderous than the huge Houston and other Planned Parenthood facilities centered in black neighborhoods to keep blacks cowed and feeling only worth the color of their skin, never their achievements. Mrs. Obama continued condescendingly, let's remember that tens of millions of people voted for the status quo, even when it meant supporting lies, chaos, and division. We've got a lot of work to do to reach out to these folks in the years ahead and connect with them on what unites us. maybe one of those tens of millions needing internment in Michelle's subtly inferred re-education camps is truth-teller Nanshun Garrett. Garrett is a wrestler preparing for the Olympics, now living in Tennessee, having moved over a year ago from Arizona. To his extreme amazement, Garrett not only voted legally in Tennessee, but discovered his ballot was also accepted as signature verified and counted in Arizona. This broke at the time the media reported that Arizona, quote, post-election audits find no irregularities, end of quote. Garrett went forward on the Ingram angle November 13th, joining scores of other election fraud whistleblowers. Earlier, on Friday the 13th, Geraldo Rivera appeared on Hannity, standing under a proverbial cartoonist dark rain cloud. Gossipy, self-serving words about the impact of defeat came next. I talked to my friend, that's President Trump, and he is very hurt and disillusioned. By the world's standards and ultimate power of money and evil, the election game is over. Even though President Trump no doubt won in key states like Pennsylvania and others, Satan's machine has triumphed for now. But that was yesterday, Friday 13th. Today, after days of fog, gloom, and chemtrails in Maryland, I look out and see a beautiful sunny day. Stop the Steal and March for Trump, the MAGA rallies in the nation's capital take place today. The Million MAGA March means a great deal to the future of our country's soul, its refusal to give up love of nationalism, its utter rejection of the Great Reset, global tyrannical government. This is a day of hope for the beginning of a miracle for America, one that may or may not materialize by December 14th election certification. Byron York, later on Fox News the same night as Geraldo's gloomy presidential portrait, told a different story. York said the president called him about, quote, the path forward in the difficult-to-change election. York revealed the president had hope in two paths, getting enough votes in Georgia and Arizona and getting the fraudulent Pennsylvania votes disqualified. This is not the Rivera portrait of a hurt, disillusioned president. No, this is a Braveheart fighter who did the five formidable rallies on November 2nd. In truth, the ultimate plan forward for America is in the mind and will of Almighty God. In the Bible, it is stated that evil men can build all the conspiracies and do all the evil they want, thinking they are impervious to defeat. Two words in the scripture destroy that notion forever. God laughs. And Jesus chased the money changers from the temple. God's timetable is not always man's, but he will prevail in the end over evil. Yes, horrible things await under a Biden presidency. A key one is that the troops for endless wars will again be sent by neocons redux back to the Middle East. Shockingly, we now learn from a key advisor that Trump was lied to, that only a few hundred U.S. soldiers were left in Syria. And what about the spring 2021 promise of bringing all the boys and girls home from Afghanistan? I was seeking God's guidance and reassurance concerning the two different avenues, one of lies and despair, one of hope and trust in God. I opened my Peace of Mind edition of the Authorized King James Bible, gifted to me by my late father in 1962. I asked the Lord to show me a passage describing a miracle, indicating we should continue praying for a miracle to come out of November 3rd's events. I actually asked, Lord, if it is your sovereign will that we keep praying for a miracle, please show me. The passage shown to me was St. John 7:31. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? Yes, we are to be heartened. It is a beautiful morning, one of the days of God's creation. The indefatigable words of Donald J. Trump are these, heartwarming to see all of the tremendous support out there, especially the organic rallies that are opening up all over the country. In including a big one on Saturday in D.C. I may even try to stop by and say hello, Trump said on Twitter. This election was rigged from Dominion all the way down. And I'm going to interject here as a postscript. We did watch, and it was very inspiring. The motorcade with the president went through, and the people were there, all those people who represent the heart of Christian conservative America. And then later we saw the horrible beatings that those people, those families, those elderly people were getting from the Antifa BLM leftists. We see what lies ahead, don't we, under the Biden presidency? And I hope that every listener, I'm adding this to my essay, every listener who hears my voice is going to pray. Pray for this miracle that perhaps, if it is God's will, if we humble ourselves and we repent, that he will stop this steal. Back to the essay, there is no way any of us can predict how long or hard the struggle ahead will be. We do not want the open borders back, the TPP ending much of our sovereignty, the Paris Climate Treaty doing the same and destroying our petroleum world dominance, but most of all, our spiritual goal to end the murder of the unborn must not be annihilated by a satanic leftist promised land. God is our only hope of ultimate victory, giving us a, quote, miracle of his help and restoration over the days and years to come. It seems highly significant that, as I pen these last words, Lou calls out, listen, Elizabeth, Bach's glorious statement of encouragement and faith, sheep may safely graze, is playing on Baltimore's classical radio station.
As God watches for men and women to stand in the gap, volunteer lawyers are giving of their time and expertise to expose the gigantic evils of November 3rd, 2020. One of these lawyers to aid President Trump is certainly a woman of great courage and integrity, Sidney Powell, the same stalwart lawyer who aided General Michael Flynn. We've been waiting too long for the top-rated newscaster of all media to find the courage to tell about the CIA-friendly Dominion voting machines. Finally, on November 16th, he said the name Dominion, but that he could not report on it unless he gets some real supporting information onto the present. Shame on the gateway aspects of even the MSM's best.
And you know, that's not gateway, that's gatekeeper, Lou.
Gatekeeper, all right. Yes,
yes. And to listeners who aren't familiar with that, that means people who are willing to tell the truth, but when it interferes with their salary or their job longevity, they're going to have to do what the network tells them. So there's a lot of good coming out of this person, but we have to recognize that when people are paid by the world, by Mammon, they're not going to take the risks. Lou and I mentioned the name of that whistleblower, Cherimella, long before this same party on this network ever said, he never did say the word, I believe, but he told the man from the Western Journal, who had already talked with someone at that network, mentioning the name, that he said, I don't believe the network has that. And the man from the Western Journal just stared at him. So we're not tearing anybody down. We're grateful that there are a few truth tellers and Christians on that particular network. But we're telling you, if you want to keep us on air, we're small, but you need to tell your family and friends about this program, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Our heart breaks because we talked to a friend, and this friend is one of the victims, an ex-veteran who some years ago found, shockingly, on the back of her driver's license, a restriction. It said, restriction, veteran. And that person has been so brainwashed by the MSM that I had not known it. She just parroted this horrible thing that Trump is obnoxious. He's a misogynist. And, you know, there's the hatred. The hatred. And it hasn't stopped. I looked in our local paper, and a variety of columnists are just parroting this. Donald Lambrow, I think Gene Lyons, Stephen Roberts, all of these people are still, they can't let go of this hatred. What does this say about our country? And at the same time, this figure that we mentioned, who did not put completely tell about Dominion, has admirably, been bringing out the growing tyranny of big tech. These hearings, what will it mean? Because there is starting to be something that's coming against Christians and conservatives much more. We think persecution is coming soon. But Lou, pick up the story. I interjected, but I had to talk a little while about this.
Absolutely. Well, we are here as Christian watchmen to tell the whole truth the best we can. We appreciate hearing us. If you appreciate hearing us on WWCR, we'd love to hear from you. And once again, you can listen to us on WWCR, LWRN, or K-Star Talk Radio.
And LWRN.net is the whole website name there. And that's Liberty Works Radio Network. And it was started by John Kottmeyer, and I believe he spent prison time because he was trying to take care of the tax situation in which so many Americans have been wronged.
And now the next article. Sidney Powell drops bomb. Quote, I've got lots of ways to prove massive election fraud, unquote. So much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. By Joe Kovacs, WorldNet Daily. Published November 15th, 2020. An attorney helping President Trump challenge the results of the 2020 election says she's astonished by the amount of evidence of vote fraud that took place, alleging, quote, millions of votes, unquote, were shifted to Democrat Joe Biden by software specifically designed to benefit the Democratic nominee. Attorney Sidney Powell told Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on the Fox Business Network, quote, President Trump won by not just hundreds of thousands of votes, but by millions of votes that were shifted by this software that was designed expressly for that purpose. We have sworn witness testimony of why the software was designed. It was designed to rig elections, Paul said of the Smartmatic software and Dominion voting machines. She went on to say they did this on purpose. It was calculated. They've done it before. We have evidence from 2016 in California. We have so much evidence, I feel like it's coming in through a fire hose. I've got lots of ways to prove it, but I'm not going to tell on national TV what all we have. I just can't do that, unquote. Bartiromo wondered, you have a very small time frame here. The elections are supposed to be certified in early December. Do you believe that you can present this to the courts and be successful within just this couple of weeks? Powell responded, first of all, I never say anything I can't prove. Secondly, the evidence is coming in so fast, I can't even process it all. This is a massive election fraud, and I'm very concerned it involved not only Dominion and its Smartmatic software, but that the software essentially was used by other election machines also. It's the software that's the problem. Even their own manual explains how votes can be wiped away. It's like drag and drop Trump votes to a separate folder and then delete that folder. It's absolutely brazen how people bought the system and why they bought the system. In fact, every state that bought Dominion for sure should have a criminal investigation, or at least a serious investigation of the officers in that state who bought the software. We even got some evidence of kickbacks, essentially, unquote. Powell named names, including Peter Neffinger, the former administrator of the Transportation Security Administration under Barack Obama. Powell said Neffinger is, quote, president and on the board of directors of Smartmatic. And it just so happens he's on Mr. Biden's presidential transition team. That's going to be non-existent because we're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states. He was fully briefed on it. He saw it happen in other countries. It was exported internationally for profit by people that are behind Smartmatic and Dominion, unquote. Powell also said the CIA must have known about the problem with the voting machines. She called for the immediate firing of CIA Director Gina Haspel. Quote, it's really an insidious corrupt system, and I can't tell you how livid I am with our government for not paying attention to complaints, even brought by Democrats, Powell said. Nobody in our government has paid any attention to it, which makes me wonder if the CIA has used it for its own benefit in different places. and why Gina Haspel is still there in the CIA is beyond my comprehension. She should be fired immediately, unquote. Meanwhile, President Trump remained steadfast on Sunday in his refusal to concede the election in any way to Biden. Trump tweeted, "He only won in the eyes of the fake news media. I concede nothing. We have a long way to go. This was a rigged election."
More about this amazing interview Sidney Powell had with Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo. Sidney Powell, staggering evidence of voter fraud. Dominion machines engineered by China, Venezuela, Cuba, and designed to steal elections worldwide, November 14th. This article is by Mike Adams at Natural News. In a stunning interview on Fox Business, Sidney Powell explains why states that attempt to certify fraudulent election votes will be halted by the courts, even retroactively. President Trump won this election in a landslide, she says, adding there needs to be a massive criminal investigation about the fraud, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections. She also reveals the bombshell that Dominion Voting Systems was founded for the purpose of stealing votes in countries all around the world. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom. Here's almost the full transcript from Sidney Powell. "Well, I can hardly wait to put forth all the evidence we have collected on Dominion, starting with the fact that it was created to produce altered voting results in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez, and then shipped internationally to manipulate votes for purchase in other countries, including this one. It was funded by money from Venezuela and Cuba, and China has a role in it also. So if you want to talk about foreign election interference, we certainly have it now. We have staggering statistical evidence. We have staggering testimony from witnesses, including one who was personally in briefings when all of this was discussed and planned, beginning with Hugo Chavez and how it was designed there, and then saw it happening in the country. As soon as the state shut down on election night and stopped counting, those are the states where the most egregious problems occurred. We also need to look at, and we're beginning to collect evidence on the financial interest of some of the governors and secretaries of state who actually bought into the Dominion systems, surprisingly enough, Hunter Biden-type graft to line their own pockets by getting voting machines in that would either make sure their election was successful or they got money for their family from it. Well, for fraud, this is serious, I think. Even if the states are stupid enough to go ahead and certify the votes where we know the machines were operating and producing altered election results, if they're stupid enough to do that, then they will be set aside by the fraud also. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. President Trump won this election in a landslide. It's going to be irrefutable, and we're patriots are coming forward all every day, all day, faster than we can collect their information with the testimony they're willing to give under oath about how their votes were stolen and how the machines operated. They were updated the night of the election, sometimes after the election. We've got statistical evidence that shows hundreds of thousands of votes being just put in and replicated. It's going to be, there needs to be a massive criminal investigation, and it's going to affect millions of voters and elections. I knew that even Democratic senators and congresspeople for years have reported problems with this system to the FBI and to the government, and nobody's done a blooming thing about it. The people in the election security part of Department of Homeland Security need to be fired yesterday. They're absolutely ridiculous. And Lou, I think I heard that the Department of Homeland Security had said that there was no election fraud.
Oh, they might have.
I believe so. So we can see how sold out it is. And
yes.
Sidney Powell goes on to say Chris Wray needs to be fired, too, because the only FBI interview of any witness was to intimidate him and try to get him to change his truthful testimony for hours by an anti-Trump FBI agent. They still have politics infecting the FBI instead of just following the law. We are on the precipice. This is essentially a new American revolution, and anybody who wants this country to remain free needs to step up right now. These are federal felonies. Altering a vote or changing a ballot is a federal felony. People need to come forward now and get on the right side of this issue and report the fraud they know existed in Dominion voting systems, because that's what it was created to do. It was its sole original purpose. It has been used all over the world to defy the will of people who wanted freedom. And it's been organized and conducted with the help of Silicon Valley people, the big tech companies, the social media companies, and even the media companies. Yes, she's distinguishing there, Lou, I believe, between Facebook, Twitter, and Google, and the MSM, like CNN, MSNBC,
yes,
and so forth. She says it is indeed a very foul mess. It is farther and wider and deeper than we ever thought, but we are going to go after it, and I am going to expose every one of them.
Thursday on Fox News Channel's Hannity, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, was critical of how votes were counted in last week's presidential election. Here's what we know, and this is a quote. Here's what we know. The chairman of the Federal Election Commission said there was fraud in this election. And when you take the mail-in ballots and balance them against the registry of people who changed their addresses, you see there are tens of thousands of people, 17,000 alone in Georgia, who actually moved and then voted in the state that they moved from. But here's one thing I know, and again, this is a quote from Matt Gaetz. Here's one thing I know, Sean. Those Dominion software systems, they changed more votes than Vladimir Putin ever did. And we spent 4 years and tens of millions of dollars over this fiction of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. I'd say a few more weeks ensuring we had a fair election in 2020 is worth this great nation's time. Now, perhaps the scope of Dominion is even larger than even Matt Gaetz has told us. We mentioned previously that Nancy Pelosi, chief of staff, and Dianne Feinstein's husband both have financial ties to Dominion. Here's the vital CIA nexus to Dominion story. Breaking. Operation Scorecard, CIA-run vote theft software, was running in every swing state. Glitches, in quotes, switched votes from Trump to Biden. Friday, November 6, 2020, Mike Adams, Natural News. 5 days ago, we published a breaking story that was originally uncovered by Dave Janda. DaveJanda.com, that's J-A-N-D-A. Detailing the use of CIA-developed software to steal votes by intercepting voting machines and switching Trump votes to Biden votes. The story is entitled Red Alert, Dems Collude with CIA to Launch Intelligence Operation that Alters Voting Machine Results in Pennsylvania and Other Swing States. The software is ominously named Dominion. The project to deploy this software is called both Project Hammer and Operation Scorecard. And I'll interject, this is Lou. I told Elizabeth that Project Hammer is probably really hammer and sickle.
Yes, and you know, Lou, we're seeing all of these totalitarian words that give us the creeps. For instance, we heard Dr. Mark Siegel, the big proponent of vaccines and mandatory vaccines, I think, come on Fox, and he said that the head general who is doing Operation Warp Speed, that he has one word, he says, execute. So here we have another word here, don't we? We have dominion.
That's right.
The people. We execute the control. We have the Great Reset. We can see all these nebulous things, and they're coming into focus, and it does not look good. It looks like Stalinist gulag time. Back to your article, the CIA connections here with Scorecard.
Yes. The Gateway Pundit reports Dominion software is used in 47 U.S. states, including all of the battleground states. The original interview that broke the story was published by Dave Janda. Again, that's spelled J-A-N-D-A. It was an interview with Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. Dave Janda of Operation Freedom www.davejander.com has unleashed a bombshell story with huge implications for Tuesday's elections. Jander's guest in his latest broadcast is a former high-level intelligence official, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, who warns that the Dems and the CIA have put in place a mechanism which can alter the voting results of electronic voting machines in key swing states, like Pennsylvania, that will determine the outcome of the election. This covert technology is called Operation Scorecard. It was built by the CIA to surreptitiously steal elections in targeted countries. Now that technology is being turned against the United States of America and is about to be activated on Tuesday to steal the election for Biden, explains Janda's guest. YouTube banned the interview, but others uploaded it to Brighteon.com. So you can watch it here, and if you go to this article, you can get that web address and actually see it on Brighteon.com. In the real world of legitimate votes, Trump achieved such an overwhelming victory in swing states like Michigan that the Dominion software had to switch hundreds of thousands of votes to give Biden the quote-unquote win. This massive fraud left a trail of evidence so large that people began to notice. Manual recounts of selected ballots revealed the glitch, and that word glitch is also in quotes, had switched votes exclusively away from Trump and in favor of Joe Biden. Isn't it amazing how every glitch somehow always favors Biden? And to go on with this, now the evidence is irrefutable. They've been caught red-handed. Dems and the deep state stole the election, and the evidence is now in plain sight.
And more details, Lou, about deadly to our Republic Dominion. Here was an article at naturalnews.com, November 12th. Canadian Crown agent firm Dominion Voting Systems increasingly looks like it was behind much of the 2020 vote fraud, as Giuliani says whistleblowers coming forward. Now, we've already seen instances of old-fashioned voter fraud, dead people voting, fake ballots, ballot harvesting, etc. And I'd interject here that we just got a letter from a listener in Pennsylvania, and she says it's been well known, this is near Philadelphia, that sometimes they even use the names of their pets, not just their dead relatives. Mm. The president's, back to the article, the president's legal teams are currently pursuing remedies in state and federal courts. No doubt the U.S. Supreme Court will have to get involved at some point. But clearly, deep state Democrat operatives couldn't just steal an election using dead voters and paper ballots. Those would be too easy to dispute, so another method was employed, electronic vote shifting. And so the article goes on to talk about Antrim County, and a lot of us have heard about this, that there was a 6,000 vote swing against the Republicans there. Republican Party Chairwoman Laura Cox said, the press conference November 6th, the county clerk came forward and said tabulating software glitched and caused a miscalculation of the vote. Right, a glitch. Enter the Dominion voting system, which Great Game India describes as a Canadian Crown agent used for deceiving voters and stealing elections. The outlet reports a so-called computer glitch in the voting machines flipping votes during the 2020 U.S. elections has caused a major controversy. The source and ownership of the voting machines used in the elections has become an urgent issue because of real fears that hackers, whether foreign or domestic, might tamper with the mechanics of the voting system. However, Great Game India has found that the vendors, and not hackers, may be behind the rigging. One of the vendors, a Denver-based Canadian Crown agent company, Dominion Voting Systems, has a long history of allegation of election rigging and interference in elections of various nations, including census data theft in India and interference in U.S. elections of 2020. A similar glitch happened in two Georgia counties that caused voting to come to a screeching halt election day morning because of a, quote, vendor uploading an update to their election machines the night before, Politico reported. Why in the world are voting machines that ostensibly had already been certified by election officials being updated the morning before the election? And as Great Game India notes, it just so happens that Dominion systems were also used in other battleground states, Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, all of which went for or are leaning towards Biden. It should be noted that Dominion systems have been rejected 3 times by Texas election officials because they could not meet basic cybersecurity requirements. There's more. As former federal prosecutor and Michael Flynn lawyer Sidney Powell discussed with Fox Business Network's Maria Bartiromo on Sunday, the voting machines are key to this election theft. The computer glitches could not and should not have happened at all, Powell told Bartiromo, adding that is where the fraud took place, where they were flipping votes in the computer system or adding voters that did not exist. We need an audit of all of the computer systems that played any role in this fraud whatsoever, she added. They had this all planned, Maria. They had the algorithms. They had the paper ballots waiting to be inserted if and when needed. And notably, President Trump's vote in the blue states went up enormously. That's when they had to stop the vote count and go in and replace votes for Biden and take away Trump votes. And there's even more. Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani announced Wednesday that whistleblowers from Dominion are coming forward to give sworn statements, presumably about how the systems were used to swipe votes. We thought that Russiagate was the greatest political scandal in the history of our country. We were wrong. Election theft 2020 is.
What we've learned so far from reading the Dominion Voting System Manual. As a mathematician, I'll just interject this, I find this next article interesting.
And we may have to shorten it somewhat. We'll see.
Yes. And this is a series of points. Point one, and by the way, this is from National News, Thursday, November 12th, by the news editors. One, votes can theoretically be ignored. Got that? Ignored for individuals if a straight ticket vote is selected.
I take that back. We can't shorten this. We'd better know how this demonic thing works.
All right. This setting could very well enable Republican-style typo fraud. Many complex rules decide how the straight ticket option works. Two, and it inserts here that this is republished from ThreadReaderApp.com. ThreadReaderApp.com. Two, network security is very weak since all software access keys use the same cryptographic pair. This gives plausible deniability to whoever potentially decides to mess around with voting settings. It can't be proven who changed the setting, since everybody has the same key. Three, digital certificates are not protected by password, and Dominion user manual explicitly says not to enter a password. That's pretty strange. This enables potential for bad actors to MITM attack data traveling over network between precinct tabulator and central tabulator. Four, cryptic split rotation, that's in quotes, split rotation function that features the ability to, quote, force a maximum deviation, unquote. There is no definition of a split rotation, so we cannot know what force a maximum deviation means in this instance. Five, local IT guys have ultimate power to clandestinely change settings, thus having the ability to potentially alter an entire election. There are no checks and balances or observers of the local IT guy when he accesses machine debug and admin settings. It's unclear if the logs exist. Six, Dominion is a black box with votes ultimately tabulated in a central server system. Who has access to the central server, and where is the manual and security reviews of that server software? Seven, settings could theoretically have been changed during even downtime on first night of voting. Much easier to change settings on hundreds of machines than to forge thousands of ballots. A couple of people could have done it quickly. Eight, the state of Pennsylvania requested semantic changes to the Dominion voting software, possibly to aid in their lawfare efforts. The word cast became print, obfuscating the moment when your vote becomes officially cast. For what reason is currently unknown. And nine, there is an option to force the vote scanner to, quote, overrun, unquote, a preset amount of ballots. Every time anybody pauses the scan mid-batch, overrun is undefined. Potential for abuse is high with this function, which was added shortly after 2018 midterm elections. More to come later. Many people have sent me completely publicly available Dominion security audits, documents, manuals, and state contracts. I have a lot of reading to do. If there are any potential election fraud settings hiding in plain sight, I will do my best to find it. Again, from threadreaderapp.com.
And, you know, I believe we'll talk at a later time in this program about the symbol of the strong tremors rocking New England. I think we have to move on a little bit more. Are you looking at number 9? What's the topic title for it?
Number 9 is Never Bet Against Me. Trump confident he'll get to 270 electoral votes in the Electoral College.
All right, let's take that right now.
Okay. The National News, Sunday, make that Saturday, November 14th, 2020. President Donald Trump, in a new interview, said he is confident that he will get the 270 Electoral College votes when all legal challenges, canvasses, audits, and recounts are resolved. Trump told the Washington Examiner that he heard many people tell him that he should concede in recent days, but he's going to continue the fight. He issued a lighthearted warning to people telling him there is no hope. Quote, never bet against me, unquote. Trump told the Examiner, we're going to win Wisconsin. Arizona, it'll be down to 8,000 votes, and if we can do an audit of the millions of votes, we'll find 8,000 votes easy. If we can do an audit, we'll be in good shape there, unquote. And in Georgia, he said, we're going to win, because now we're down to about 10,000, 11,000 votes, and we have hand counting, unquote. Trump was responding to an announcement made by the Georgia Secretary of State's office that a full manual recount will be carried out. Trump said, hand counting is the best. To do a spin of the machine doesn't mean anything. You pick up 10 votes. But when you hand count, I think we're going to win Georgia. In Michigan and Pennsylvania, his campaign's legal strategy is focusing on protesting the exclusion of GOP observers during critical time periods during vote counting. Trump said, quote, they wouldn't let our poll watchers and observers watch or observe. That's a big thing. They should throw those votes out that went through during those time periods when Trump observers weren't there. We went to court, and the judge ordered the observers back, but that was after 2 days, and millions of votes could have gone through. Millions. And we're only down 50,000. In Michigan, two GOP state lawmakers sent a letter to Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson earlier this week and alleged that there were a bevy of irregularities and possible fraud. Their letter made reference to allegations about unsecured ballots arriving at the TCF Center in Detroit without a chain of custody, without any envelopes, saying it included a batch of about 40,000 ballots that came in early on November 4th, the day after Election Day.
And, you know, we can go on, and there are whistleblowers coming forward. And after Thanksgiving, we'll keep picking up this story. But WorldNet Daily said November 14th, it had a headline, U.S. moving toward elimination of biblical worldview as cornerstone of society. And this is where we're at. This is why we're facing this, because we wouldn't have all the strength in the leftists, in the Antifa and the BLM, if we had the proper living church. And we have something very important now, a closing monologue that Lou basically wrote, and I added a few touches to it, but it's very important. And as we think about Thanksgiving, we pray to God, and we want you to hear this essay.
Pilgrim's Hope, Our Hope. At a time so precarious now in America, with the November 4th presidential election in dispute, amidst hundreds of affidavits of voter fraud and illegality, we Christians must not lose hope or faith. Most of us are familiar with the broad outline of the Pilgrims' history. We know they left England and sailed to Plymouth after a stay in Holland. Yet their actual story is filled with improbabilities, with the strong hand of God guiding them.
And Lou, you can just slow it down a little bit.
All right.
We hope we can get it all done. But we must reflect upon it.
The men and women who are known today as the Pilgrims came from a small village in central England named Scrooby. They were separatists who wanted their church to be separate from the Church of England. Since church membership and attendance were required by that church, the members of the Scrooby congregation were soon met with persecution, leading to fines and imprisonment for some. In order to attain religious freedom, they decided to emigrate to Holland, where such freedom was the norm. We, too, are seeing the beginnings of big tech, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, total censorship. Persecution of Christians surely soon to follow. All the Trumpers are now being cast off social media. What's more, lists of them are being compiled for Bidenites to marginalize and persecute. No jobs for Trumpers. The Pilgrim's first two attempts were failures. So we must not get discouraged by present widespread media and Democratic Party lies and BLM Antifa viciousness. On one occasion, the captain of the ship the Pilgrims had chartered betrayed them to authorities. A license was required to leave England, and they were unable to obtain one. On their second try, the men had been separated from the women. The ship carrying the men was swept out to sea in a storm, and it took 2 weeks for the men to be reunited with their wives and children. All those who lost their jobs during COVID cuts can know the Pilgrims suffered greatly, too. Their third attempt was a success, and the Scrooby immigrants landed in Amsterdam. They soon moved to the Dutch city of Leiden. They remained there for about 11 years. Although they found the religious freedom they had sought, many of them were forced to take menial jobs. The young people were also beginning to assimilate with the Dutch and lose their English spiritual heritage. So the Pilgrims decided to move once again, this time to the New World. Just as we Christians today in America cannot bear to see the Satanism of the left changing our youth into woke puppets and pushing the murder of the unborn babies. The Pilgrims' faith in God is shown in the words of one of their leaders, William Bradford, when the time came to depart from Leiden. Quote, "So they left that goodly and beautiful city, which had been their resting place near 12 years. But they knew they were pilgrims, and looked not much in those things, but lift up their eyes to the heavens, their dearest country, and quieted their spirits." Unquote. We too must look to God and have faith that He is in control. And perhaps next time we'll
And you can go
that.
A little farther. They had a lot of trouble with the main beam, didn't they? In the
In 1620, they set sail, but one of the ships leaked so badly it had to go back. But we all know the Mayflower, to condense this, was the other ship. When they were about halfway to America, they encountered severe storms that caused the main beam of the ship to crack.
And they were clever with the American ingenuity, already a harbinger of that. They took some kind of a screw, didn't they? Big screw.
Yeah, big screw.
And they made it. They made it work. And then when they got there, they were helped with divine providence by Squanto and another Indian who could speak English. See how the Lord does these things? And you'll see this posted at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Just read the last couple sentences quickly, Lou.
Yes. Today, visitors can see the reconstructed Pilgrim Village at Plymouth and the replica of the Mayflower. We, too, need not fear for the ultimate future of our country and its Constitution if we humble ourselves and turn back to Jesus Christ.
And that is our message to you, listeners. Have a very blessed Thanksgiving and keep up your profound prayer.
Amen.
Good night.